You're listening to episode 101 of the FitsPro podcast. Y'all, we have surpassed the 100 mark. Today's episode is the last FitsPro podcast for a while. It is the last episode for a while. I have not determined how long I am taking a break, but I am going to take a break. It could be a month. It could be 3 months. We just don't know. I'm hoping it's just a single month, but I am not putting a date or a deadline on myself. So today's episode is heading into 2021, what the plans are from a personal and business standpoint, and hopefully you can glean something from that as you make your own plans for 2021. So without further ado, let's dive in. The FitsPro podcast is your no BS approach to seeking out truth in the world that is online health and fitness. You'll see through the lens of the trainer, the trainee, and the entrepreneur. I'm your host, Annie Miller. Certified strength and conditioning specialist, entrepreneur, lover of sleep, lattes, and dinosaurs, aka not your average FitsPro. And my aim is to help you grow your mind, body, and business through knowledge and authenticity so that you too can become a FitsPro. Look, if you have made it to episode 101 and never left the podcast a review or given it 5 stars, I have to ask what you're doing. What even are you doing? It's free information that can literally change your business, your training, and your life. So hopefully for the better. If you can, please head over to iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and give the show 5 stars plus a written review. It really does help more than you guys know. Much love either way. If you're here, no matter what, I super duper appreciate your support. As far as planning 2021, every year of business for me has looked so different. They've all been a true season in their own. And no matter what 2020 looked like for you, this episode is for me to share what I am doing moving forward into 2021 from a personal and a business standpoint. If you missed it, please go check out episode 100. That is where I reviewed my 2020 year. Same thing from business and personal standpoint. To make this easy, I am going to break down my year into topics or sections. I definitely encourage you, if you own a business or have goals in just different areas of your life, to separate those things when you are planning your upcoming year. Now, I have mentioned this before, but my favorite yearly and monthly planning journal, goals journal, from a bird's eye view standpoint, is Hillary Rushford's goals journal. Ink and Volt is another planner that I like as a runner-up to Hillary's goals journal. I got Ink and Volt from a fellow colleague in the online space, and I only did that because I could not get my hands on Hillary's second half of 2020 goals journal. So by far, Hillary's goals journal is my favorite, but if it's too much for you, Ink and Volt is a great secondary backup to that. So I don't use either of these on a daily basis. These would be, like I said before, from a yearly, monthly, and weekly planning and reflecting standpoint. So it really is more like a planner meets journal than just a planner. So because of the Rona and the holidays, I have yet to receive my goals journal from Hillary Rushford, but I have at least had the chance to jot down some of my goals and visions for 2021, and that is what I will be sharing today. So before we dive in, something that entrepreneurship in general has taught me, but 2020 really drove home for me, is the ability to plan and then adapt as needed. Really the necessity for the ability to do that, or completely pivot if needed. I believe I actually had some podcast episodes on that very topic during 2020, is when to pivot, how to know when to pivot, all of those things. So I encourage you, as you do your 2021 planning, to plan and then be willing to take action towards those things, but also be fluid and be willing to adapt and pivot when needed, because it may be needed and it's going to be a lot easier for you if you have some realistic expectations heading into those scenarios. And it is worth adding that that is not something that comes easily to me. I am not flexible. I like a plan and I like to stick to the plan. I do not like to veer from the plan. I don't like when somebody screws up my plan. Being flexible, not my forte. So perhaps that is why it sticks out to me in 2020 and my planning for the new year in 2021. All right, let's go ahead and dive into the topics for me heading into the new year from a personal standpoint. Remember, I'm dividing this into personal and business, but there is, of course, overlap. From a personal standpoint, my goal topics are lifting weights, financial, and time management. And then, of course, our house build, but we'll get into that. I truly keep my expectations so low for that project, for building our house. As long as, I guess the kind of big thing for me is, as long as Nathaniel and I are on the same page, Nathaniel is my husband, for those of you that don't know, honestly, that is my biggest concern. So if you don't know, when we stopped our world travels in April 2020, we pushed forward with our post-travel plan to purchase land and build a house. We succeeded in purchasing the land. We've learned a ton. And though we have our house plans complete, we are waiting on so many things. It is just a waiting game and it's slow, especially with the Rona. Once we submit for our building permits and apply for our all-in-one construction loan, we're looking at probably 3 months once that is submitted before we can even break ground, before it's approved, and then we can move forward. So honestly, the goal around building our home is just to remain on the same page as my husband and keep the rest of my life together and functioning in the meantime. With traveling the world since May 2018, I have severely missed lifting weights consistently on so many levels, you guys. It's time and it's affecting me. So that is why lifting weights is one of my main kind of sections for 2021. It's a focus for me. I miss the way that it feels to be strong. I miss almost that relationship with my body in that sense. When I don't lift weights, it feels like I don't communicate with my body. Like I'm not nurturing that relationship. This is really hard to articulate clearly. And, you know, of course, there's tons of other ways to get in tune with your body. I'm aware of that. It's just that lifting weights is my preferred method to do so. It just does it for me, you know? So I also miss the way that I feel and look in my body from a physical standpoint. I'm not above saying that. I'm very neutral towards my body. I'm grateful for it no matter what. I'm willing to, you know, name a season, and traveling the world is not conducive with having a consistent weightlifting schedule. And I'm okay because that was the season I was in. But now there's a lot more in my control being home. And I would like to take credit for that and make the most of it. So Nate and I have invested in a squat rack that has a pull-up bar, two barbells, a his and hers, or a 15 and 20 kg barbell, up to 250 pounds in bumper plates so we can get our weights up to 295 total on the barbell. We also got a bench and some bands so that my weightlifting is no longer limited by access to gyms or gyms being open, et cetera, et cetera. I am giving myself the ability to control a lot more in that aspect. And of course, we are blessed that we can financially set ourselves up with that. And I am super, super stoked knowing that those things are on their way. We just ordered them last week. So in 2021, I can pursue my weightlifting like I used to. Knowing that we aren't going to travel long term, I am still in the process of coming up with some body composition and performance goals. I have not completed those yet, but I will definitely be testing my body fat percentage and taking some photos, as well as testing strength, range of motion, and so on before starting my program. Maybe I will document that, maybe I won't. This is something that's very personal to me. So if I share that, it's a perk for my followers. If not, this is just what I used to do. And if someone is new to my community, you know, they might not be aware of that. So maybe I will share it. I'm undecided, but I'm stoked to have access to weights 24/7 and to do as I please with those. For me, lifting weights is kind of the first domino in many other areas of my life and health. So typically, I don't need to make goals around my nutrition or my sleep or my water intake, because if I am lifting consistently, I tend to make good decisions in those other areas. Like I said, it's kind of my first domino, and that is very different for a lot of different people. But anytime I've been consistently lifting, it tends to be a positive domino effect on other areas of my life. Next up is finances. Really, the next two are personal and professional mixed together. So on the business side, I of course have an annual revenue goal, but on the business and the personal mixed together, I've set my business up, rather I've hired someone, an accountant, a full-time accountant, to set up Annie Miller Concepts as an S-Corp. So from the business side, I am paying myself personally a monthly salary, and then obviously on the personal side, I'm receiving that monthly salary. Truly, the rest of Nathaniel and my financial goals are looped into the house or affected by the house and making decisions around that. Those involve different retirement plans and investing and things of that sort. But again, that is all very much so contingent and tied to what is needed for the house in that build in the long-term picture. We're trying to keep a very holistic view of our finances in building the house, and we're learning a ton. So nothing overly specific there, but it was pretty big to set up the business as an S Corp and move forward with that. The last one here is time management. I put this as personal and business because they are wildly intertwined, as I'm sure you can see. A small tangent here. I did not work for myself full time in the online space until Nate and I started traveling the world in May of 2018. So although we were home for 6 months in 2019 in between our world travels, 2020 has been my first long-term experience working for myself at home and being stationary. And I won't even lie, I always thought that I pride myself on having great time management, but truly 2020 has shown me I've always just been super busy and had a schedule imposed upon me by being super busy, and I function quite well in that fashion. I used to only have, 40 minutes here or there to get a workout in, so I would get it in. I work great on a tight schedule. And maybe, I managed my time within that tight schedule, but 2020 has definitely shown me that I do not manage time very well when I just have nothing but time. Maybe you can relate to that, maybe you can't, I don't know, but something that became very clear to me in 2020, in December 2020 specifically, this month, last month, is that I need a pretty strict schedule to follow if I'm going to be home 24/7. And that's on me. No one is going to do that for me. So if I don't change it, I can't expect anything to change, right? I kind of experience the same thing with the at-home workouts. It's like, I need to freaking get a barbell and a squat rack and be real with myself. So that is what I did. And of course, we are fortunate and privileged enough to do that. Thus, on the time management side, one of my personal and business goals in 2021 is to create a schedule for work and working out and coloring or doing something creative that is not linked to my work. That is a very important distinction to make, because oftentimes I will stop quote unquote working, but then I end up using that extra time to play around in Canva or design apparel or work on my website or do non-essential tasks that end up still being attached to and feeling like work. This is the struggle of working for yourself and being an entrepreneur. So within my schedule in 2021, I will have a time block to do whatever I want, but it can't be work. It needs to be free and playful, ideally. I am fine with that being like doing some extra mobility work or looking up a YouTube video and, doing yin yoga I'm fine with that. But as far as the creative side, that's why I said coloring. I really like drawing and coloring. That is a creative outlet to me that is not draining and is not linked to work. So that's kind of what I've named it as of now. We will see what that turns into. Those are my main personal goals that I am comfortable sharing with all of you. I will get more specific, of course. As you can see, those are not SMART goals, right? Those are not specific, measurable, etc. But I am very excited to implement those, and I feel confident in my ability to implement those. Of course, with the fitness side of things, I will get more specific. I will have actual numerical, quantifiable goals, and I don't know if I will share those or not. Like I said, I have shared what I am comfortable sharing here publicly with all of you. You can have all sorts of personal goals. That's one of my favorite things about Hillary's goals journal. And again, I am not sponsored. I just freaking love this woman's journal. It's that you look at how you're doing from a spiritual standpoint, joy standpoint, play standpoint, emotional standpoint, which I personally think is super important to be aware of just as a human, but especially as an entrepreneur. And I love that her goals journal kind of connects different areas of your life so that your goals maybe around your kids or your family link to and make sense with goals in a different area of your life. It is not specifically for entrepreneurs, but I always talk about mixing my business and my life because those are the two areas that need to be cohesive. So let's move on to business specific, and note that for any of my entrepreneurs out there, I separate personal and business, but like I said, they do need to be cohesive and work together. Your personal and business goals should ideally be on the same team. That's how I like to think of this, same team. As we enter into 2021, my main business goals outside of finance and, like I said, finance, time management, and then that yearly revenue goal that I didn't tell you the number, but I do have a yearly revenue goal, of course. The three topics I am focusing on in 2021 are social media, projects, and sales strategy. As far as social media goes, I am branching out. For a long time, I have been a very big fan of, and even preacher of, being on one main platform and going all in on that. This is because the goal is to build a loyal, engaged, and ready to purchase audience. Because I am 5 years into business, it's time that I start repurposing old content and making a single piece of content go a lot further. That's kind of my vision and the underlying motivation for what I'm doing on social media in 2021, meaning that I can create a reel for Instagram. I then post that to Pinterest as a video, which then links back to a longer form blog post on my site on said topic. And then all of that goes in my weekly email along with podcast episodes or any other needed to know information for my subscribers. So we're creating much more of a web effect with one piece of content. Some people do this from the get-go. This is not new. I am not fancy. This is not cutting edge. There's no right or wrong way to do it. I just think it's more about your bandwidth and what is sustainable for you and what you can do consistently, just like in health and fitness, right? Your approach to business has to be sustainable and something you can adhere to. So I will be investing in both time and money in Pinterest management. At this time, I'm almost to 200,000 monthly viewers on Pinterest, and we've barely scratched the surface. I mean, Pinterest was on my list for 2020, and we've definitely improved, but 2021, I'm like, we're going hard in the paint. On Pinterest. So there's a lot of potential there for me, and I enjoy that it works like a search engine. So unlike Instagram, things can have a much longer lifespan on Pinterest, and each pin leads directly back to my website, which is ultimately where I want people going anyway. And that kind of brings me to my mailing list, I guess. Though email is not social media, what I plan to do with my email list was inspired by spending less time on social media, which is why I think it's worth mentioning. So in January, I will start a daily email newsletter. This is called Annie's Daily Dose, And it's truly not an email. It's more like a short message from me. My plan is to send an action-inspiring question or thought, something to get people to become more aware and do the things. This will be on a daily basis for an entire year. And that will cover topics of fitness, life, business, and beyond. It's something worth trying. It's something I've wanted to do since 2018, and it seems like the perfect time to do it. So truly, when I send an email, it often reaches more people than when I post on Instagram. So I figure if I'm on Instagram every day, I might as well be serving the people who have literally decided to get more information from me on a daily basis, if that's possible via email. I just think it's a great time to implement this, and my gut says go for it. I have the bandwidth to do it, so we're doing it. That about wraps things up for social media, I think. Honing in on my expertise, of course, staying in my lane, getting even more specific with what that looks like, and being a content producing machine without spending copious amounts of time on the actual platforms. And like I said, make sure that one piece of content is going as far as it can. My next two are much shorter, and that is projects and sales strategy. I'm putting these together. As for projects in 2021, there's a lot up in the air for me. I would love to finally create a certain course that I have wanted to make for almost 3 years now, and my ability to create said course greatly depends on how my new sales strategy goes for Fitspro Foundations, which is why sales strategy is my last section for goals and visions in 2021. I am getting away from live launches with Fitspro Foundations. It is now an evergreen course, and I will use a sales funnel in order to fill the course. That is something that we worked on for the last several months of 2020, and we will have to see how that goes in 2021. While that sounds great, it is new to me. That's a fact. And it will take tracking and learning, and there are just a lot of unknowns. It is not predictable for me. As I learn it, tactics will become more predictable. I'll know a lot more if-than scenarios. I am very, very, very good at live launches, and they're safe. They're predictable for me. If the new strategy in 2021 goes well, then we look at using a similar strategy for some of my other programs, free up more time, and do less live launches. This is why it's largely up in the air when it comes to sales strategy and projects. I will plan out the timing of my live launch using email marketing for my other programs, but also leave space for some unplanned projects if we decide to switch up my overall sales strategy, because that will take time, that will take planning, and I want to be realistic with creating this new course that I want to make and how much of my time might be eaten up by, you know, just adapting to what we're trying to do in 2021 as well. So maybe I create my course that is burning inside me, or maybe my projects and sales strategy take up a whole new route and, you know, that fills my time. There is no need to create new offers for my business. My offer suite is complete. I hope that that makes sense. So basically the focus now is optimizing those offers, the sales, and the systems. Essentially, 2021 could go in a lot of different directions from a project and strategy standpoint for Annie Miller Concepts. But you already know that I am super stoked to have all of you along for the ride. I will share as much of my process in 2021 as I can. The new year looks so much different than 2019 or 2020, and I suppose in a sense I love that personally. I'm happy it doesn't look the same as other years, so I hope that your 2021 is looking up, that you see opportunity and time and the ability to take action and responsibility for what you want in your life. So finally, if you have not left this freaking podcast a review and given it 5 stars, please head over to iTunes, give it 5 stars, leave a written review. It is so appreciated. And I do choose a listener of the week as well as a listener of the month. And the listener of the month receives 50% off any non-membership program of mine, plus a freebie from Frey Skincare. So you can always use my code FDBA to save with Frey Skincare. And if you're not on my main mailing list, head to anniemiller.co/news and you can choose whether you want to get Annie's weekly wrap, Annie's daily dose, or both of those. Completely up to you. Until next time, I am Annie Miller and thank you so much for tuning into the FitzPro podcast.